slight of stature, gentle and deferential in manner. She had been my patient for 8 years, along with her husband and 3 children. There was a shyness in her smile, a touch of self-deprecation. She laughed easily. When her ever youthful face brightened, it was impossible not to respond in kind. My heart still warms and constricts with sorrow when I think of Mary. Mary and I had never talked much until the illness that was to take her life gave its first signals. The beginning seemed innocent enough. A sewing needle puncture wound on a fingertip failed over several months to heal. The problem was traced to Raynaud's phenomenon, in which the small arteries supplying the fingers are narrowed, depriving the tissues of oxygen. Gangrene can set in, and unfortunately this was the case for Mary. Despite several hospitalizations and surgical procedures, she was within a year begging for an amputation to rid her of the throbbing ache in her finger. By the time she got her wish, the disease was rampant and powerful narcotics were inadequate in the face of her constant pain. Raynaud's can occur independently or in the wake of other disorders. Smokers are at greater risk, and Mary had been a heavy smoker since her teenage years. I hoped that if she quit, normal blood flow might return to her fingers.